Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is the 16th Sunday in Ordinary Time, and from the Philippines, we hear from Mary Erica Bolaños. Mary Erica is a lay preacher who teaches at the Institute of Preaching in Manila. Her preaching today is entitled, Our Labor for the Kingdom is Not in Vain.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Another parable he put before them, saying, The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field. But while men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away. So when the plants came up and bore grain, then the weeds appeared also. And the servants of the householder came and said to him, Sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then has it weeds? He said to them, An enemy has done this. The servants said to him, Then do you want us to go and gather them? But he said, No, lest in gathering the weeds, you root up the wheat along with them. Let both grow together until the harvest, and at the harvest time, I will tell the reapers, Gather the weeds first, and bind them in bundles to be burned, but gather the wheat into my barn. Another parable he put before them, saying, The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. It is as small as a fall of seeds, but when it has grown, it is the greatest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nest in its branches. He told them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in 3 measures of meal till it was all leavened. All this Jesus said to the crowds in parables. Indeed, he said nothing to them without a parable. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will utter what has been hidden since the foundation of the world. Then he left the crowds and went into the house, and his disciples came to him, saying, Explain to us the parable of the weeds of the field. He answered, He who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world, and the good seed means the sons of the kingdom. The weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the close of the age, and the reapers are angels. Just as the weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so will it be at the close of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather out of his kingdom all causes of sin and all evildoers, and throw them into the furnace of fire. There men will weep and gnash their teeth. Then the righteous will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. He who has ears, let him hear. The Gospel of the Lord. Today, we will reflect on the Gospel of Matthew, the parable of the wheat and the weeds. In this parable, Jesus uses agricultural imagery. He tells a story of a farmer who sows good seed in his field, but during the night, an enemy sows weeds among the wheat. As both the wheat and the weeds grow, the farmer's servants question whether they should uproot the weeds. However, the farmer advises them to wait until the harvest when the weeds will be separated and destroyed. This parable reminds us that we live in a world where there is good and evil. Just as the weeds appear among the wheat, we too find ourselves surrounded by sin injustice, and suffering. I am sure we wonder why God allows evil to persist. But brothers and sisters, this parable teaches us that the kingdom, God's kingdom, is not built through immediate punishment, and instead, God exercises patience and offers everyone an opportunity for repentance and conversion. The servants in the parable wanted to immediately uproot the weeds, but the farmer urged them to wait. This instruction to wait tells us the importance of patient endurance and growth amidst this difficulty. Just as the weed needs time to grow and mature, our faith too requires patience and perseverance. Faith is not worked overnight. It deepens as we grow and as we nourish it. We must learn to endure the challenges and difficulties that arise, trusting that God is at work in every situation, however difficult it may be. It is during these times of trial that our faith can grow stronger and our character can be shaped according to God's will. Finally, the parable concludes with the promise of the harvest, where the wheat will be gathered into the farmer's barn and the weeds will be burned. I know that evil may seem prevalent in our world, but we have the hope that one day God will separate the weeds from the wheat and that we are encouraged to persevere in our faith. But of course, when we persevere in our faith, we work for it, knowing that our labor for the kingdom is not in vain.